AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A team of experts commissioned by the UN's top human rights body says it has found evidence of war crimes committed in Ukraine. Eric Moses, the chair of the inquiry commission.
Based on the evidence gathered by the commission, it has concluded that war crimes have been committed in Ukraine.
Moses says, following visits to 27 communities, the crimes include using cluster munitions in attacks on civilians, torture, abuse, and executions. Ukrainian officials say 436 bodies have been exhumed from a mass burial site in Izium, a northeastern city recently liberated from Russian forces, 30 of the bodies bearing visible signs of torture. Russian-sponsored annexation votes underway in four Ukrainian provinces in the hands of the Russian military and separatist allies.
The Kremlin orchestrated the votes, and they're certain to go Russia's way. But Ukraine and the West have denounced them as shams without any legal force. The expected outcome favoring joining Russia would give it the pretext to claim Ukrainian forces are attacking Russia itself and could dramatically escalate the seven-month conflict. The votes are being held in the Luhansk, Kherson, partly Russian-controlled Zaporizhia and Donetsk regions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In an effort to spur the economy, the British government is dropping planned corporate and personal income tax increases and lifting the cap on bankers' bonuses. Inflation in Britain stands at 9.9%. It's expected to peak at 11% next month. Youth activists stage a coordinated global climate strike today to highlight the effects of global warming and demand more aid for poor countries hit by the wild weather. The protesters are held in Jakarta, Tokyo, and Berlin, carrying banners, posters with slogans such as, "We are worried about the climate crisis and it's not too late." Demonstrations organized by Fridays for Future. This is AP News. House Democrats passed police funding bills. Mike Gracia has this.
The House passed a policing and public safety package Thursday after Democratic Party leaders spent hours getting progressives on board. The legislation, primarily designed to reduce fatal encounters between police and people with mental illness, includes money for local police departments, aid for de-escalation training, and mental health services. Virginia Democrat Abigail Spanberger.
This is smart investment, smart policy.
But Republican Jody Arrington of Texas scoffed.
Now, the party of defund the police wants to push through some face-saving bills just ahead of the election in November. Call me cynical.
The legislation now goes to the Senate, where passage is uncertain. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hong Kong's leader, John Lee, is lifting some coronavirus restrictions, including no longer requiring incoming travelers to quarantine in designated hotels. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.